Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, this is your Instant Mind Shift plus Coast to Coast Collaboration. My name is Manosha Gail Humphrey. I have a guest host today. Her name is Sasha. She's going to introduce herself and explain herself so much better than I could. And so, good morning, Sasha.
Good morning, and thank you, Manosha, for this wonderful opportunity. My name is Sasha Sabbath, and I am the entrepreneur's life purpose soul coach. I am so thrilled to be part of this program today, and particularly I am opening up the energy field right now so that people who are listening will have the opportunity to shift and to be a part of this new wave of consciousness that is here, the new paradigm, particularly for entrepreneurs. This is a very vibrant time. And those who are calling in later on, please do your star 6 so that you are able to mute out the background sound. A little bit about myself is that I've been in business for 22 years, and I am a combination of a spiritual healer and a success coach and an intuition teacher and a personal development facilitator. My purpose is for people to embrace the concept to succeed in sync with your soul. Now, what exactly does that mean? And what does it mean to pursue one's soul purpose? Succeed in sync with your soul has to do with people understanding that they are here with a purpose. And their purpose is a combination of all their life experiences, all that they have gone through, what it is that has been their challenges, what they know are their gifts and their strengths, and how they can capture that, how they can harness that to be a part of this wonderful time that we are living in. Particularly for entrepreneurs, I believe that there is what I call a soul signature that they are able to bring forth into their business so that they have their spiritual soul presence as being just a part of their business transactions, who their perfect customers are, what their perfect transactions are, that all of that is actually part of why they are here. Knowing one's soul purpose brings about a very particular kind of inner peace and a particular ability to handle stress and conflict and adversity and challenge, because there is this innate sense that this is why they are here and that they have the internal equipment to handle whatever is there. I'd like to bring out to today's talk my entrepreneur soul purpose success mindset. And so, yes, the radio show is being recorded. However, if you have something to write with, this may be something that you'd like to have in front of you, like on a post-it or an index card that you carry around with you, that you put in places where that you frequently see. And when things are not quite feeling right to you, if you take a look at these, I have 8 pillars, then something will be activated inside of you to even further enhance your intuitive connection and your creative genius to handle what is ever in front of you, and also just to plan, you know, just to bring forth your creative ideas, perhaps in a meeting or when you're setting yourself up for a networking event, or if you know that you've got a big project that you want to prepare for. Taking a look at these 8 pillars will give you some internal focus to activate and access and facilitate your own genius to come forth. So, the first pillar is purpose, your soul purpose. The next pillar is passion. The next is intuition. Number four is inner peace. Number five is raise your vibration. The sixth pillar is what I call the five C's, and they are clarity, courage, commitment, creativity, compassion, and the two G's is number seven, and they are gratitude and grace. And the last pillar, pillar number eight, is presence. Manusha, are you there?
Yes, I was listening. I didn't get number four.
Number?
And I was writing four is, I got to intuition, I didn't get number four.
Number four is inner peace.
Inner peace, wonderful.
There you go.
Okay. There.
All righty.
And six and seven and eight, I didn't get either. I got six, didn't get seven and eight. And
okay.
I bet you there's others in the same situation.
Okay. Number six is what I call the five C's, and they are clarity, courage, commitment, creativity, and compassion. That's the fifth C. And then the two G's are gratitude and grace.
There we go.
And then number eight is presence.
Presence. Thank you. That was wonderful. And what I did is I wrote this on a sheet of paper, and as I go to work today, I will start remembering this and start tuning into that.
Oh,
that's how
good.
I'm going to use it.
Wonderful.
But if you have better directions, please, by all means, share. Because I have a class called Taking Creative Action Gives You Traction. Let's take your next step together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go forward in my entrepreneurial soul code and use all of those eight foundations. Cool.
Yes, wonderful. Now, I am going to go into detail about what each of these mean. And I'm wondering, Manusha, are you able to mute so that you can still listen in, but
no, I'm in Starbucks, and this is what it is. And plus,
okay.
I have you on speakerphone.
Well, everyone who is listening, enjoy the osmosis of Starbucks.
The ambiance. We're in Laguna Beach, and so it's not a bad place. So
okay.
We'll just deal.
So I'll go ahead and begin to cover these eight pillars. And anyone who wants to call in to be able to ask me any questions, particularly pertaining to soul purpose, how they can further activate their soul purpose, discover their soul purpose, as well as to integrate what it means to them to succeed in sync with your soul. The reason that I came up with these eight pillars is because as a coach, I have been hearing the challenges that are facing people right now in their businesses and in their personal life. And in my own life, what I am feeling myself is a tremendous surge of personal expansion, even more than usual. This is a time where people are going through a great spiritual shift. And by that I mean those things that are in their shadow self, let's say, the places that have been unprocessed, the emotions, and the areas areas that they know are their wounds from the past, those areas that are perhaps habits and attitudes and ways of operating in the world that are not bringing them the effective results that they really want. These are all part of the shadow expression, and we all have a shadow self. And so the times that we are living in are heightening the presence for most people, that shadow nature, so that it can come to the surface and be healed. And in my practice, I'm working a lot with my clients on the question of they are in a business that they are not sure that they want to be in, that it doesn't feel right, or they have relationships that are becoming even more difficult to handle, or they are feeling that, yes, they have success and fortunately they have enough funds in their bank accounts to handle the ups and downs of our economy right now. However, they feel that something is missing. And the something that is missing is what inspired me to create these pillars for a mindset. From my perspective and from my own personal life and what I'm hearing in others, pillar number one, purpose, is the guiding light, is the voice in the wilderness that calls a person forward. When you have a sense of purpose, when you know why things are happening, there is a greater sense of direction and life meaning. And this gives an individual an access to what appears to some people on the outside to be almost incomprehensible stamina and strength and what I call creative genius, because when a person is living their passions, they have this direct connection to their guidance that is even stronger than when they are perhaps way off purpose. And it's stronger not in that the presence of their guides and their angels and their inner wisdom is not always there. They are always there. However, when a person is living their purpose, there is a calm centeredness, even with all the chaos and the stress that may be going on in their life, there is a reserve and a reservoir within that allows a person to hear more carefully and perhaps more clearly the guidance that is wanting to get through to their conscious mind. The second pillar of passion is this is our life force. Those of you who are listening, I am sure, and even those who are going to listen to the playback, just think about it. When you are doing something that you are passionate about, how do you feel? You feel alive. Sometimes we lose track of time and space. Sometimes we become so engrossed in what we're focusing on that we just lose track of everything around us because we've gone into this vortex of our stream of power and focus and, again, creativity. And the best way to understand the power of passion is just think about what it's like when you are not living your passions and that feeling where the door is closed. And for whatever reason, you are not able to express and to live that which you are passionate about. That feels very bad. People can get depressed. They can feel sick. They can feel that their life has no meaning, that they are lost in life. However, when you live your passions, there is an excitement. There is wanting to get up in the morning and just reach into your day. There is this feeling of unstoppable capacity that you have. And there is this flood of creative ideas, whether it's with yourself or in collaboration with others, where this great portal has opened and the best of who you are can come through. That's the passion pillar. The third pillar of intuition is the guiding light that communicates to a person all the time if they are listening. And a person's intuition is expressed through their own unique, what I call, messaging system. At different times, a different channel of messaging may come through to an individual. And I think that pretty much everyone has had their recognition of an intuitive moment. Some people refer to it as a gut feeling. Other people refer to it as a knowing. It's just a knowing. Other people hear it. It's almost an auditory voice that is telling them information. Other people see pictures. They'll get a flash of a form, a picture, a drawing, a symbol. Other people will have a felt sensation in their body, and that's that classic gut feeling point that people sometimes refer to. It can feel like chills or like they're hot. They can feel that goosebump feeling, and often people who have the goosebump feeling have come to understand that that's their intuition saying yes. So people may have had an experience of that. One's intuition is the safeguard so that even though there may be a logical or rational reason to, let's say, take an action, if their intuition is giving them a no message, whatever that might be for them, please understand that intuition has nothing to do with logic or rationalization. It's coming from a wisdom from other dimensions, and it is a voice, a sense, a picture, a knowing that one really must honor and listen to. I think we've all had at least one experience in our lives where when we did not listen to our intuition, things did not go as well as we would have liked. The next pillar is inner peace. Here's what I mean by that. When you start your day with the intention to experience as much inner peace as you can, while still being involved with life, holding the intention of being of service, holding the intention of wanting to take actions that are for the highest good. Imagine starting your day like that, aiming your mind, emotion, and physical energies in the direction of the intention for inner peace. Watch what happens. You will be amazed at the choices that you make and how you touch people's lives. You'll be amazed at how people respond to you and how you might avoid a situation that could potentially have been off purpose for you or ineffective. And just aiming your intention for inner peace allows you to hear and experience your intuition to not go in that direction, rather to go into another direction. Following an intention of inner peace brings me to the next pillar, which is raising your vibration. What I'm referring to here is pertaining to the law of attraction and the knowing that the more we focus on that which brings us inner peace and joy and love and happiness and seeing the good in situations, seeing the gift in situations, as difficult as that may be at times, if we look for what will raise our vibrations and have us feel good or better, then we are resonating at a vibration that allows more of our highest good, more of our greater good to come to us. And when you think about being, let's say, on a bus or in a room or in a car or in a confined space, you know, I'm talking about a limited space, and you're in the presence of somebody who's happy and they are positive and they look at their life with the silver lining around some of their challenges, how do you feel? You feel better, don't you? And you start to feel the call to raise up your attitude and make choices and view your life in more of a positive manner. In contrast, think about people who are not very happy. They may even be depressed, and how being around them makes you feel. The sixth pillar are the five C's: clarity, courage, commitment, creativity, and compassion. When you follow these five C's, whatever situation you are in, you will find your ability to pursue and persist becomes more consistent and stronger. And compassion will keep your heart open, will keep your intuition even more open, and will help to keep your vibration at that raised level that I spoke about earlier. The two G's are gratitude and grace. Gratitude, again, keeps your heart open, keeps your vibration raised. You do feel greater inner peace, don't you, when you think about what you're grateful for? Grace is that sense of beautiful things are happening. There is a synchronicity of magic and divine order, divine intervention. I think most of us have had those kinds of moments. And then finally, presence. Presence means the presence of your soul, your essence self. Presence means the gift that you bring to your world that allows you to bring the gift of your life story, your life purpose, your soul purpose, the gift of you through your business and through your personal life into your world. If anyone on this call wants to go further into how they can discover their soul purpose and how they can understand how to handle the challenges of today through the filters of these eight pillars of the entrepreneur soul purpose success mindset, I have a very special offer for the listeners on this call. You can go to my website, which is www.entrepreneursoulcoach.com. We're almost running out of time. Entrepreneur has to be spelled correctly, ENTREPRENEUR, soul is SOUL coach.com. And please go ahead and get yourself my free key ingredient report. It will help you to look at your shadow side and put into place this internal structure to create the reality you want. And for those who would like a private hour with me, my special offer is for an hour, it will only be $99. My rates are much higher than that. However, my commitment is for people to summon forth that inspiration and that hunger and that longing to really live what they are here to do. And so to get that hour with me, all you need to do is go to my website, go to that left-hand menu bar, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the menu bar, and you'll see a pay button. Just click on that, write in your $99. It will get transferred to me, and I will know that it came from the people on this call, because otherwise people would just not know about that kind of rate. What we will do in that hour is take a look at the range of issues in your life, and it will be a power hour. It'll be a beginning, and then after that hour, we can see which of my programs you might want to move into, and it also can be a standalone session. My promise to anyone who does that hour with me, you will shift, and you will have a greater sense of your value in this lifetime. And so we're coming to a close here. There is a lot on my website in terms of information, videos to watch, and inspiration for people to know that whether their challenge is very difficult right now or just a little annoying, there is a divine higher purpose to it all, and it is all part of your soul purpose. Manosha, would you like to close with anything since we are at the top of our half hour?
Well, I very much thank you for being on the show. I thank you for being the guest and the host. You're wonderful about that. And please contact me, Manosha Gail Humphrey, 760-985-5191. If you'd like to be a guest on this show, your Instant Mind Shift plus Coast to Coast Collaboration. And if you happen to ask for Sasha on my Facebook and or email, I will get you right to her. Is that true, Sasha?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me about that social networking. Yes, anyone who wants to follow me on Twitter, my ID is Sasha Sabbath, and Sabbath is spelled S as in Sam, A, double B as in baby boy, E, T as in Tom, H as in Harry. And my Facebook ID is the same, Sasha Sabbath. I'm also on LinkedIn, and that's a great way for us to stay connected. And also, please, for those of you who would like to just have a chat with me where it's not actually a session, please, again, go to my website. And in the banner, you'll see a button in the upper right-hand corner that says to get started, click here. That'll lead you to a form that you can fill out for us to have an introductory exploratory conversation. It's not a session. It's an opportunity for us to focus on you and what you can be sure of out of that 20 or 30 minutes is, again, a greater sense of what's really important to you, the clarity that you need to move forward. And it'll also give us a chance to get to know each other so that you feel nurtured and seen and heard in our conversation.
And Sasha, I am going to go on a show with call letters. I'm going to be on Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine as soon as I get my press credentials, and I am going to probably air at an internet TV show. So what I'm saying already right here on this show, so there's commitment and accountability, I will ask you back on when there are call letters. How about you? How about that?
That would be wonderful, Manosha. I'm sure you know that I am very committed to my message of succeed and sync with your soul. And any chance I have to share and talk, I'll grab it.
Yes. And because for one thing, I feel I've aired this show as a public benefit to people. And when I go forward with a featured show and with internet TV, I'm going to continue in that vein. It's just going to be a little different because that business has been in business broadcasting for 41 years. Blog Talk Radio shows have started, say, 2 to 3 years ago. So they're just now getting up to speed and up sponsors and advertisement and stuff like that. So when I go forward with call letters and press credentials, I literally plan on interviewing the Obamas if I can find a way.
That's wonderful, and that's all part of your soul purpose, and bless you for doing that. We are coming to the end of our half hour. Thank you all for listening, and if there's anything that I can do for you, please do contact me on my website. Again, that's entrepreneursoulcoach.com. May you go forward and bring the gift of who you are into your world. And thank you again, Manosha. Bye-bye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a wrap. Bye-bye. This is Manosha Gail Humphrey, 760-985-5191. Thanks, Sasha. And I'll call you after this, if that's okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.